Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Aaron Tippin, that's as close as I get to loving you. The news this hour, sponsored by Classic Auto Body, where quality meets craftsmanship.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least one person is dead, six others injured, police say, and a suspect is in custody following that active shooter incident at Florida State University earlier. Shots ringing out, FSU issued an emergency alert telling people to shelter in place just after noon. ABC's Victor Oquendo says the FBI is also on scene and they were taking time to sweep the area.
That is a massive, it is a sprawling campus. If this did happen at the student union, in the middle of the day on a Thursday, I can't imagine how many students, many teachers, how many people would have been around that student union right now. Last check, Florida State University is still telling their students to continue to shelter in place.
Students who evacuated reacting to the shooting.
It's definitely shocking to me right now. Generally, Florida State University is a very safe campus. I know they have...
Officials expected to update and hold a briefing this hour. This is ABC News. Lawmakers are holding town halls in their home districts this week since Congress is in recess, and some getting an earful over President Trump's tariffs, deportation plans, and federal job cuts. Senator Mitch McConnell hearing from his constituents today and says he's not convinced yet that tariffs are the best way to go. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Glasgow, Kentucky.
What we've heard from Republicans is downplaying these tense town halls, saying that in their view, Democratic quote-unquote activists have gotten into some of these town halls. We've also heard from Republican leadership who have been telling their members not to hold some of these town halls out of concern that they could get out of hand. McConnell in the past has been critical of President Trump in this second term, voting against some of his cabinet picks and also coming out recently against these tariffs that the president has levied, saying that in his view, they're bad economic policy.
Eli Lilly says it's making progress on its weight loss drug. This one does not require injections and it's a pill. More data is needed. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that your accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast tonight is calling for lows of 55 with off and on rain, maybe some storms late, and southeast winds 10 to 20. Friday, a chance for strong to severe thunderstorms, highs of 70, northwest winds 10 to 15. Friday night, lows of 40, spotty showers, clearing late at night or cooler out. And then Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 60. Winds are out of the southwest at 5, and it's 57 degrees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
100.9 WRCO.
Roadie. Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work. Tuesday's lame, Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is good day to say goodbye. It's Friday night, the week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss, it's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who turned her call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Tiger Lily Gold forever from here. Well, you don't have to wait forever for high school sports. As long as the weather cooperates, we'll be having our pregame later this hour, as we will have River Valley at Richland Center for high school baseball right here on the air. That will, of course, will follow our early evening news that should be getting underway in a little bit. But again, high school sports on the radio later this hour.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take a boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one-coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
It's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery. Combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. In 1933, Screen Actors had a name for rotten movie scripts like this one. This one entitled Night Bus. They called it Siberia. You got stuck acting in that movie, it was like being sent to Siberia. The two main characters in Night Bus were a spoiled heiress and a bohemian Greenwich Village-type painter. The plot, such as it was, involved their meeting on a bus and spending the next 2 hours as comrades, pooling their resources and bickering and hitchhiking. The script had made its way somehow to the desks of Columbia Pictures executives, and when they met on the subject, the consensus was dismal. Night Bus was, quote, froth, trivia, just another bus picture. No suspense, no heart, no oomph, no nothing, they agreed. And even if it were a good script, Columbia's executives concurred, most of its scenes were exteriors, and winter was coming. The weather would make for an arduous, expensive production. But for some reason, his executives' apprehensions notwithstanding, Columbia President Harry Cohn gave Night Bus a green light. So now what? Well, casting. The way studio star trading worked in those days, MGM owed Columbia a star. So Harry Cohn called Louis Mayer, MGM's president, and asked for Myrna Loy to play the spoiled heiress in Night Bus. And Myrna Loy read the script, but she flat out turned it down. All right, said Harry, what about Margaret Sullivan? Well, Margaret Sullivan read the script, and she turned it down, as did Miriam Hopkins and Constance Bennett. Hollywood was running out of stars for Night Bus. So once more, Columbia executives convened, and after a torrent of I-told-you-sos and a one-week script-fixing session, Columbia's Cohn approached MGM's mayor with another request, Robert Montgomery as leading man. But Robert Montgomery read the script, and he turned it down. But then Louis Mayer got a brilliant, self-serving idea. There was a small potatoes actor on MGM's payroll, a fellow named Bill. Bill was being a bad boy at MGM, resisting his gigolo typecast and demanding higher pay. This surefire loser called Night Bus would serve as the ideal punishment. So Louis Mayer suggested him. And Harry Cohn reluctantly accepted him, and Bill grudgingly took the part. Thus did Night Bus finally leave the terminal, next stop oblivion. And yet, that script, the script predicted least likely to succeed, succeeded. In 1934, it received all five major Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, even Best Writer. A record unequaled for more than 40 years. Because in the subtle reconfiguration of that irredeemable script, the spoiled heiress character had been transformed into a bored heiress, and the bohemian painter into a rebellious reporter. The name of the script was also changed to It Happened One Night. So Louis Mayer's scheme had backfired. As president of MGM, he had sought to punish a petulant actor on his payroll by forcing him to accept the lead in an unpromising production. And instead, he made a superstar of Bill, William Clark Gable. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. On and off rain with some storms tonight with a low of 55. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. Warm tomorrow with chances of strong to severe thunderstorms, high 70. Winds northwest 10 to 15 and spotty showers tomorrow night, clearing late at night and cooler, low 40. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy. Our winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour and our current temperature is 58 degrees.
Hi, this is Brian from Walsh's Ace. Red Hot buys are heating up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stock up on Scott's Turf Builder to get your lawn looking its best. Plus, save big on Rust-Oleum Custom 5-in-1 spray paint. Get $2 off when you buy two cans, $4 off when you buy three, or $6 off when you buy four or more. Don't miss these sizzling deals with your Ace Rewards card. Stop by Walsh's Ace today, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The fire danger remains high for Richland County and the entire WRCO listening area. However, burning is allowed tonight with a DNR annual burning permit from 6 to midnight for a covered barrel, debris pile less than 6 by 6 by 6 feet in size, and grass or wooded area less than 10 acres. Any burning outside of these restrictions requires a special burning permit issued by the local DNR ranger station. When burning, stay alert and mindful of your surroundings. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gald says it has been a busy year so far.
Calls are way up, obviously, with how dry it's been. Currently, we're at 83. I've been on 27 years, and we had 80 calls when I got on a year. Last year we had 230, and we're on like a 300 pace this year, which is just all of it's the most grass fires we've ever had, I guess, in the last 25 years, just for how dry it's been this year.
Remember, if planning to burn, it's important to obtain a proper burn permit, check the daily DNR restrictions prior to burning, follow the rules on the permit, and ensure burns are completely out prior to leaving. If your burn will produce significant smoke, please notify your local sheriff's office to prevent unnecessary emergency responses. Robin Dickman has announced that she is stepping down from the Richland School District Board of Education. This means that the board will be seeking a representative to fill her seat. Dickman was just finishing up the first year of a three-year term. She said that she was resigning to seek another opportunity, but would not rule out a return to the school board in the future. The board will discuss the vacancy and how to fill it at its next meeting Monday night at 7 in the high school IMC. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Petersberger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing on June 9th. An injured inmate at a troubled Wisconsin prison. The Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid and the man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before being transferred to another facility by helicopter. A DOC spokesperson says because the department is a healthcare provider, federal privacy rules prevent the release of any more info on the man's condition. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to focus on the road ahead to keep Adopt a Highway volunteers safe. Wisconsin DOT initiated the Adopt a Highway program in 1991 to allow groups to volunteer and directly support the state's anti-litter program. These volunteers routinely collect trash and recyclables along Wisconsin roads. In 2024, Wisconsin Adopt a Highway groups collected more than 170 tons of trash and recyclables. Nearly 5,500 volunteer hours were reported last year to help pick up trash. Wisconsin DOT encourages more people to get involved. An interactive map shows highway segments maintained by Wisconsin's 3,000 Adopt a Highway groups, but more than 2,700 miles of state highway are still available for adoption. Adopt-a-Highway workers are asked to clean up their assigned 2-mile state highway segment at least 3 times per year. All volunteers must be at least 11 years of age or in the 6th grade on 2-lane highways and 16 years of age on 4-lane highways. No other person should be on the work site. Each group must provide one adult supervisor for every 5 or 6 volunteers. Automated forms on the Adopt-a-Highway website streamline reporting cleanup efforts. County highway crews gather the bagged materials for proper disposal. As part of the program, Wisconsin DOT furnishes safety vests, highway worker signs, a safety training video, trash bags, and 2 permanent signs identifying the group. Groups do not work in dangerous areas like medians, bridges, or steep slopes. Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, and follow speed limits on Wisconsin highways, especially when these volunteer groups are working alongside the roadside. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Partners are encouraging novice hunters who want to learn about bear hunting in Wisconsin to apply for the Learn to Hunt Bear program. The Learn to Hunt Bear program is intended to promote awareness and understanding of bear hunting in Wisconsin, particularly for those who are interested in hunting bear on their own in the future. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting experience. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habits, habitat, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Anyone who has not previously participated in the Learn to Hunt Bear program or received a bear harvest authorization is encouraged to apply. Participants must be at least 10 years old, and there is no maximum age. The number of Learn to Hunt Bear programs offered varies annually and will influence the number of participants selected. Applicants will be notified of the status of their application by June 1st. Interested participants should complete the online application by May 1st. The application program guidelines and more information can be found on the DNR's Learn to Hunt Bear webpage. The DNR is also looking for experienced bear hunters interested in becoming Learn to Hunt Bear program instructors. Potential instructors need at least 5 years of bear hunting experience and must consent to a background check. The DNR will work with instructor groups to develop a Learn to Hunt Bear program in their area or help individual volunteers find an existing group to work with. Interested volunteers should notify Emily Isle, DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist, at emily.ihl@wisconsin.gov by tomorrow. More information for instructors can be found on the Learn to Hunt Bear webpage under Learn to Hunt Bear Instructors. The Wisconsin Natural Resource Foundation's Great Wisconsin Birdathon is underway. Donor Relations Coordinator Naomi Hadley says it's the state's largest fundraiser for bird conservation. Hadley says teams will log how many bird species they see, and then they can collect donations and pledges from their community, either per bird species or in one lump sum. The foundation's goals this year is to raise $125,000. More information can be found on the Natural Resources Foundation website. The main stage for the NFL draft in Green Bay has officially been topped off. Planning specialist Megan Robertson says contractors will soon begin working in other areas around Titletown, including the Johnsonville Tailgate Village, the Oneida Landing, and in Lot 6 of Lambeau Field parking lot. If you're interested in attending the NFL draft this year, you'll need to download the NFL OnePass app and register. The NFL draft takes place April 24th through 26th in Green Bay.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Karen J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will follow in St. Boniface Cemetery, Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Karen J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died April 9th at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7, with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Ronald B. Stanick, 95, of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 until 3 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald B. Stanick, 95, of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th at 2 at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church Sunday, May 25th around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for homeownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we had a bright and breezy day today with those high temperatures scraping the low 60s, and we're still getting warmer by the minute. With feisty winds still pushing out of the south anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour, it's still cranking the temperatures. And of course, increasing the risk and chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Those are expected to ramp up tonight. Early tomorrow morning, before daybreak, some stronger storms could roll through, bringing the risks for some high wind and hail. And they keep our temperatures overnight mild into the mid-50s. And with winds still out of the south, we warm things up for Friday with high temperatures potentially reaching 70 to maybe even 80 degrees. We do have a chance of strong to severe thunderstorms sparking up in the afternoon and into the evening, but I do think that main risk is going to stay well east of us, more in towards the Madison, especially the Milwaukee area. But we should stay on alert, especially early and then again in the afternoon. With spotty shower chances more likely and a few rumbles of thunder, we actually clear and cool at night, falling down to lows of about 40 degrees. Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and seasonal. Winds will be out of the northwest now when high temperatures will flirt with 60. And a sunny start to our Sunday, a nice spring day with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We do see winds increasing and clouds moving in as rain is likely by late afternoon. Another storm system slides up from the south, bringing us more soaking rain. It'll be a breezy, damp, and dreary start to the work week next week on Monday, with the showers not really winding down until the afternoon. High temperatures will reach the mid-50s and clouds will start to decrease later. This leaves us on Tuesday with more mild conditions, mixed skies, and highs in the mid-60s. Some scattered showers or small storms could pop up in the afternoon, and then for Wednesday, warmer with even more sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 70. The spring pattern is truly here. Don't forget that umbrella and stay dry. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 58 degrees after a high today of 60 and a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 60 as well, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1977 is 86 degrees, with a record low of 11 that was set back in 1875. Last year's high was 61 and a low of 48. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:47, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:50. Winds are out of the west, southwest at around 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.73, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With April being Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month, it's important to remember that all pets deserve to be well cared for, having not only a loving home, but also a knowledgeable, caring veterinarian. The Okooch Mound Humane Society suggests the following questions to ask when selecting a vet for your pet. Are they familiar with the types of pets that you have? Are they willing to take the time to answer questions and explain procedures in an easily understandable way? Do they practice preventative medicine and handle your pets gently? And finally, is their facility clean, easy to get to, and available in case of emergency? All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. Today, the River Valley Blackhawks are taking on the Richland Center Hornets in area baseball. And we have a call for you straight ahead. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. Time to talk high school sports and baseball this afternoon.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Area track teams have been very busy this week. Richland Center hosted its own Grit Invitational on Monday night. First-year head coach Laura Ewing talked about that.
Well, things have gone really great so far this season. We have a really incredible group of seniors and upcoming freshmen as well, meaning that our individual events are going really, really great, from our senior veterans And then we're putting together some really awesome relays that are getting points and scoring and getting high places in our meets so far this year. We've had a couple invitationals and gotten a lot of medals so far.
That's Laura Ewing, head coach for the Richland Center track teams. They next will be in action coming up on Tuesday at the Prairie du Chien Relays. There's track action going on today for several area teams, including teams going to the Cashton Invitational, Ithaca Weston competing in its third track meet of the week among the teams that will be there today. Coming up more on the pregame show as we lead toward game time between River Valley and Richland Center on WRCO Sports.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Cobus & Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Welcome to WRCO Sports coverage of high school baseball on WRCO Radio, and welcome back to our pregame show. We continue with conversations with the coaches today. River Valley coach Mitch Heinemeier joining us. Mitch, how's the year going so far for the Blackhawks?
A little bit of a rough start for us. We had some games early that we felt like we had a chance to win and kind of gave away late, fifth, sixth inning. So just looking to put together seven innings here and play a complete game because, yeah, those got away from us. And we should have a few more on the W column at this point than we do. So,
can you talk about your leaders for you this year?
Yeah, right now it's really the top five on our lineup card. Host the seniors there. We did have one senior get hurt in the first couple innings of the first game, so we're losing his leadership, but the other guys have really stepped up. Griff Sprecher, Chase Gilbertson, Abbott Milanowski, they're actually 1, 2, and 4 in our lineup, and then Jordan Gogger, who's a junior, batting three. They've all been fantastic for us, both offensively and defensively so far.
I guess we've been watching the sky today here, Mitch, but I think we're just glad to get the game in, right? You don't like makeups.
Absolutely. This early in the season, you don't want to start stacking them up and playing 5, 6 games in a week. It makes it really tough on a team that doesn't have a ton of arms to begin with. So it's definitely nice to keep these spread out and be able to use our pitching and utilize the pitch count to our favor in some cases. So.
Who are the Blackhawks starting tonight on the mound?
We are starting Abbott Milanowski, senior.
Okay. And then what do you expect from Richland Center? What kind of a game tonight?
Yeah, that's always a battle with them. It's right down the road. It just seems like there's a little bit more personal feelings in it. So with our guys and with their guys, and it's always a battle. You got to play well to beat them. And we're hoping to put seven innings together, like I said before. We really haven't done that yet this year. So.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
You bet. Mitch Heinemeier is joining us on WRCO Sports.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Ah, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Ryan Lemke joins us, Richland Center coach. Coach, you were kind of iffy. You're watching the sky today, but I'm sure you're glad you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually wish we got a little bit of a rain shower, but nothing came through. The field's so dry right now. It's in great shape, though, so we're excited to be out playing baseball tonight.
Who's on the mound for you tonight?
Jacob McDonald. He's our one. He's a horse. He's got a little bit of velo. He's got some nice pitches, so we anticipate he's going to pound the zone and keep us in the game.
Got the wind blowing out toward right center field here. Is this a hitter's night?
You know, it's deceiving. Sometimes it seems like the ball is going to travel well here, but it never seems to travel as well as we think it's going to. But we do have a guy on the bump with some velocity, so you don't have to do a whole lot to get the ball to fly.
What about hitting-wise? I mean, you had a couple of games this week. Is the team kind of coming around with the bat?
Yeah, we are. We're hot right now. We got a lot of guys in the lineup that are ready to bust out as well, so we're excited. I think it's going to be a full team effort tonight, get a win, and I anticipate that we're going to put ourselves in a situation to do that.
River Valley lineup, I know they're especially, they got a veteran lineup toward the top of the order. I'm sure you're well aware of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of returners at the top. We've got a lot of hitting charts on them, so we're going to align our guys defensively correctly and put ourselves in the best situations for success.
Sounds good. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
You bet. Ryan Lemke joining us on our WRCO pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO. Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, the real spectacle is Louise Schatauer, the 105-year-old young lady who's throwing out the first pitch tonight. And it looks like it. Oh, it's a fastball. And great job catching it there for Richland Center, their catcher, Braden Argel. And now each player is going through and giving her the fist bump and thanking her for coming out here tonight. Prior to game time, I had the chance to chat with Louise as she was getting set to head to the field this afternoon. Again, Louise Schatauer, a resident of Schmidtland Hills, 105 years old, and the honorary guest and first pitch pitcher this evening. Louise, this is just such an exciting thing. Is this an exciting thing for you today to be able to do this?
Yes, entirely. Very exciting.
Tell me who you played for. You played softball, didn't you?
Yeah, and I played softball. I guess that's what you'd say. Well, I played for this, yeah.
Are you going to throw a fastball when you throw out the first pitch tonight?
Very fast.
Are you a graduate? Were you a graduate of Richland Center High School?
Yes. Way back.
What year did you graduate? Do you remember?
So far, I remember. 57, I think it was.
Okay. Uh-huh. And your sister's here tonight as well. Is she as good a softball player as you?
Oh, no. No, she didn't play as much as I did. She wouldn't mind if I said that.
So you've had a dream of getting out here and doing this. Is this kind of a dream come true for you, Louise?
Oh, yeah. Come out here. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, you're an honored guest. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you tonight, and thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good luck to you as you throw out the first pitch. Show them up, okay?
Which way should I throw it, up or down?
Whatever, yeah, just give it to the catcher. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. Louise Schatauer, I had a chance to talk to her just moments ago, just prior to her first pitch here at Richland Center High School. And again, star of the show, and Louise is here. We mentioned her sister, and I asked her if she was better than her sister, and she said yes. Her sister is here. She's 104. So great to have those ladies here tonight representing. We'll have more coming up on Game Time Night as we head toward Richland Center River Valley tonight. Area Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing, you're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to